yes, now welcome once again. Another matter for Inside the Football Republic. Yes, this one concerns Fantasy Premier League. And we, the Republicans, who don't carry the matter come, make it for no loss. Every when I need to know and waiting I need to do, Naim would always carry come to container on top FPL. Brought to you by the Republicans. My name is Nastil Timmy. And I did inside the studio this time around with Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Etukudo.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Okay. We'll check out the game week 14. Waiting sub for inside the matter. Emmanuel, you guys talk say surprise, surprise. We'll start with Rhys Nelson, Arsenal player. Mm. I noticed anybody get out for that squad first off. So may nobody lie. May nobody give us lamba. Because Moroba said, do you ever take Edna because of Wujo to Bukayo Saka?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody. I think nobody has Rhys Nelson. But 19 points, good for a £4.8 million. I don't think anybody get up. Mm-hmm. But the guys that I want to talk about, we say people will definitely go get. I see one of my guys get Callum Wilson. Yeah. 19.2 goals for Newcastle. Also, Almiron too. Steady, Almiron. Like when they talk last week, say people transfer Almiron in based on Newcastle and based on say in the scoring form. And last week, he still delivered.
The end have been disappointed. In fact, now that last week saved me, I transfer him.
You put out, funny enough, that last week saved me, I put out. Because I can't get now. I get like three Newcastle players. I get Trippier, I get Nick Pope, I get Almiron now. And then give me my highest points. No,
Newcastle boys know they disappoint. Mm.
Yeah. 4 goals, then score. And surprise, surprise. For me, we'll start with Callum Wilson. 19 points. Normally, you go expect saying a striker, he's supposed to get goals. Mm-hmm. But on that day, he scored 2 goals. I think this is not the highest point when he don't get. And he give assists too.
Yeah.
So for any manager, where they think of, say, okay, oh, the likes of Ivan Toney now, we'll be see don't go out of form.
Exactly.
The likes of Mouegin, who will be that player with Mitrovic, we know today score goal. Zaha, Zaha self, not even midfielder self. Mm. But all those strikers where they score goals, you go reason say maybe time now don't bring if you bring in Callum Wilson.
Yeah, Callum Wilson a very good differential option for managers we know one reason Toney again. I mean Toney no go play till the last game week, I think the last game week before World Cup. So
game week 16.
Yeah, there's no point of bringing the guy in. So like Callum Wilson is okay. I mean Newcastle they're on tough form right now, and it'd be like say Naheem and Almiron go the wrong things for Newcastle them. Mm. So yeah, and a very good option for any manager. And also Newcastle get good fixtures.
Yeah, they get
good
green.
Yeah, they get good fixtures. So them supposed score. Yeah, and yeah. A very good option for any
and talk about another player. We guys talk about a goalkeeper. Liverpool in shine too against Liverpool against when Everton play against Liverpool. Talking about Jordan Pickford. Another apart from the normal goalkeepers then we will know like Pope. I think Jose Sa too get on that high level of points for Wolves.
Brighton keeper.
Sanchez.
Robert Sanchez.
That one save they on high too. Alisson too, I think. Alisson save.
Yeah, Alisson. Right now in them top form.
Top form.
Naim the second on the list of form.
Form. But you guys using Jordan Pickford. Me, I know two reasons now because I feel say Everton no go to they get clean sheets. But surprise, surprise, they don't they get plenty of clean sheets. In recent times. But Emmanuel Moku talk about another player. Talking about Martin Odegaard, he finally scored after a very long time. Get 10 points. You want to say this one? Because for me, I get him too for my squad.
Man, you've been very patient with this guy. Yo.
Yeah, because I believe, say, Arsenal play either through Bukayo Saka or Martin Odegaard.
Exactly. That's
so, true. Now, what to make me just believe, say, okay, the only person who said I'd be one come out that time now, even Martinelli, because he can't score goals like him being started to score. But surprise, surprise, the score goal.
Funny enough, I've been keep Martinelli for my bench. But on to say this guy Haaland no been play. So now Martinelli be my face up.
Yeah, I even make mistake. I know come on Haaland. I can't go leave. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But any which way, the guys them will give points. You guys talk about Kevin De Bruyne, fantastic goal when you score. Anybody will get him definitely go enjoy 11 De points. who again? If you talk about maybe Kai for more, but that one I just more or less flash in the pan for me. Ben Mee, we don't talk about him sometime some weeks ago too. Say na very good option too, based on saying a defender if he still get goals for you.
For this boom myself, the person way I go advise make people buy Sholanke. Because the guy they shoot.
Yeah,
and the guy they hustle.
Everything.
Just like last game week no been favor, but the boy they hustle. And in price no too cost. Yeah, so
okay, moving on. Moku, check out the next 13's highest scoring player so far for inside FPL. We don't see for this season. Talk about players. Moku start with the goalkeepers. Moku start from the rear, like the Gotok. When you go talk, say from the rear, from the back. We'll be talking about Nick Pope for Newcastle. They get clean sheet, they make saves. So him now one of them, 62 points. Ah, fantastic. Me, I get him. I get him and Jose Sa. Two of them, I'm at the use. Emmanuel Mo will talk about Alisson for Liverpool. Even though Liverpool know they do well, but more or less, they save Liverpool with plenty saves too.
Yeah, him they always get those points from saves. Because him
they even though say that they lose, because their last match they lose. He chop two goals.
Yeah, but one nine saves. They save ball, like. Yeah, so Nick Pope, right? Nick Pope now in gets very good defense. So Newcastle defense they really tight, and now waiting they help and be that.
Good team performer, but that one save nine they help. Last because if your goalkeeper gets saves and also get clean sheets, that one save go follow help. Imamo could talk about if we talk about Henderson, but he's top five. So Moku leave Henderson. Though he don't get 61 points, so now one of the best goalkeepers. If you want to get goalkeepers for your team, okay, defenders now. Emmanuel, Mo start with Cancelo and Trippier, two wing backs. Where they attack, where he give assists, where he give, where they play free kicks, especially for Trippier.
Yeah.
So no surprises here. Say two of them get the highest points as defenders.
No surprises at all. No surprises. I mean, Trippier they very good on set piece direct.
Because now he be their main person.
Yeah, direct corner set kick, piece,
direct everything. Free kick,
and
everything.
Now he be the captain of the club.
Now exactly.
So like, I mean, this Trippier and a no brainer. I think like any FPL manager supposed get Trippier from Trippier. Him. That one a no brainer.
Cancelo too.
Even Cancelo, but recently Cancelo.
You know they give the assist when they always give.
Yeah, inform the deep a little, but that one too. Any manager will serve the FPL supposed get them too. Because
and the joy for Cancelo now the fact say in they join the attack, just like Trippier too, they join the attack. You understand?
Exactly,
so now the joy for the two of them if you get
they give assist.
If they give assist.
And they even score safe.
Exactly, they score.
Yeah,
so now the thing for Trippier and Cancelo now be that say they are two. They give assists and they score. But the surprise thing, I say, Saliba gets 60 points.
I mean,
Saliba, now only two goals, he don't get now.
I this coming, yes. But I think the guy, they always get bonus points for performance.
But Arsenal, hardly they keep, okay, maybe away matches, Arsenal, they get clean sheets though. But home match, now just recently, this is their last match against, I think, Nottingham Forest. Now they get clean sheets.
Maybe now the bonus points when they get from...
From in team,
yeah,
generally.
Defensive, you know. Performance. Yeah.
Okay. Midfielders, Emmanuel Moku start with Leandro Trossard, 73 points. One of the shining lights for Brighton and Hove Albion. Last weekend to score, but we don't talk about Trossard some weeks ago to say people they transfer him in. Me, the reason say you transfer him because we transfer him in at some point, he don't score goal. Not against not exactly against Nottingham Forest. No, I don't transfer him out, funny enough. Against like three matches in no score. And I remember say Ugo been the talk that time. Say one of the things with Trossard now say if he no score for those matches, but big games, they always come up.
They always perform.
Yeah, they always come up.
In fact, for that City game,
where
Brighton play City for Etihad, I transfer Trossard put for my team. Because I've been looking like run of matches,
games.
Like past matches, I noticed say Trossard they always score big teams.
He
be like say when he meets any big team,
another
like,
in brain
ginger, you know. So I put them and him come score. Him come even miss one opportunity. Say when him supposed pass, give him. I think Welbeck also like, but the guy they perform for big games.
Yeah, that's that one for Trossard. I talk about Almiron, who we don't talk about too for the beginning of this show, and we talk say Almiron, our player, we say. They very good scoring form right about now. They give goals. Sometimes they give assists, but in goals now, don't they very, very consistent. So nobody surprised saying get one of the highest points. For Kevin De Bruyne, the best midfielder if you get right about now. I for talk say maybe before season starts, everybody was talking about Salah and Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
But now, Kevin De Bruyne is shoulders high above every other person.
Exactly. I mean, third best player in the world. What do you expect?
And then for the forwards, no surprises here, Emmanuel. We got to talk about Erling Haaland, robotic Haaland. The good news is that Black Ingo return against Fulham this weekend. That one are the good news. So every FPL manager, we don't get him. If you return him now to your squad, and if you captain him, hoping say Ingo score goal.
Ingo deliver. if him return to Man City, he showed me that I say Ingo score.
Ingo score?
Yeah.
How about Kane? Harry Kane.
Kane,
83 points.
The way Tottenham, they play... Right, the way Tottenham they play, you know, they really give Kane that opportunity to express himself. You know, Tottenham they a little bit defensive this season, probably now because of Conte. You get, but on
the
a normal,
tactics of Conte.
Yeah, on a normal day, Kane they score goals.
Yeah,
Kane they score goals. But anyway, I mean,
okay. But for Ivan Toney, like I talked before, instead of having Ivan Toney right about now, you could really say, okay, why not bring in Callum Wilson? Even though say he don't get out the most points for forwards, 70 points, not bad. Now that time when season just start, but it'd be like in form down deep small.
Exactly.
And that's why I know they help him matters too. Exactly. For managers, we really still get them. Like for me now, we get them. I could really say, okay, this weekend I feel young camp come out. Mm-hmm. Go bring in Callum Wilson. Because I know see Newcastle, they score plenty goals now.
Yeah, and Newcastle gets favorable fixtures. Jesus, Arsenal.
Yeah, that one day
their
off.
Fixtures no day too favorable. Them go play Chelsea, you know, and some I think one other club like that. But I think Wilson, now the player, now the striker will get the most favorable fixture. You know, Toney they on red card on suspension till I think the last game week before World Cup. So I mean, no FPL manager will get sense go. The reasoning matter for now.
For Toney, right?
Till after
World Cup.
Yeah.
So now there, you don't see the forwards with the highest points. Haaland, if you return him back to your team. Kane, if you don't get Kane before, you still feel bring Kane. If you get the money for Kane, talking about strikers, we don't get goals. And also, we talk about midfielders, them too. Kevin De Bruyne, Almiron, we will always give you points. Don't forget defense too. Trippier and Cancelo. One of those two, you guys get them. If you know if you get the two of them, just get one of them. And goalkeeper, definitely, it has to be Nick Pope. Okay, Moku, check out players where go feed they available and the players where no go they available. Moku, start with Bukayo Saka. The Wujo now say maybe no go defeat for that game against Chelsea. And now one of the key players for us now. Even though he never scored plenty goals this season, you guys talk saying now one player we say some managers get, but right about now they're going to think of maybe come out time. And the reason say for 8 points. For £8 million, now big money, and you go get big money too to take buy for market.
Managers get choice this season.
Plenty choice
because midfielders they perform.
Madison you, still did there.
You get so if you won't really chuck eye for Bukayo Mata, you Bukayo Saka na player where you fit keep for bench till when Arsenal gets a run of good fixtures, you know.
Yeah. Okay, but more we'll talk about Bruno Fernandes. Whoever get Bruno Fernandes for your team?
I mean,
no, whoever. Because for me, I just want to say how for because he never to score eight. Plenty goals. In they hardly get help goals, but then in the now captain of Manchester United, so every game he start. Every game he almost play 90 minutes.
This season, Bruno Fernandes don't disappoint. Like the way Bruno Fernandes they play now, nobody Bruno Fernandes of last season.
True.
We just they shoot anyhow. We just
any space, any chance
you get. So
like almost na go or make just hit bar or make passive arm. Okay, I get. Yeah, but any which way, these players are not good. They available. Talking about Bruno Fernandes and also Ivan Toney, like we talked before, not good. They available. Bukayo Saka too with Wunjo Winget. Remember, some two of them now because of cards didn't collect, and for Bukayo Saka and Wunjo. Winget. Okay, from there, Moku, check out our most transferred in. Like we talk, Wilson now, and a player with everybody they want to try put for their squad because they know, say, like, in they get goals now. Almiron, too, no surprise there. The one that surprised me, man, I'm going to talk about Diego Dalot. I don't know, now another wing back, too.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody where they watch Man U, right, go one put Dalot for him team.
But you know, they get assists like. Like you go expect from maybe Cancelo or Trippier.
Yeah, but if you notice, anytime Man U keep clean sheet, they always give Dalot 3 bonus points.
Really?
Anytime, man, you keep clean sheet for match, Dalot will carry 3 bonus points.
Wow.
You get so now very good FPL asset. I don't know why they always give him. Probably because now in performance for match and all that. But like, if you they watch Man U, Dalot they try.
Mm.
Honestly, the guy they put in work and all that. And the guy, Naim, they always chop the 3 bonus points. Anytime, man, you
for
keep yeah clean sheet. So, now very good option. I mean, in price to 4.8.
No bad.
And right now, since after Man City pump Man U like 6 goals,
yeah.
Man U don't concede only twice.
Wow.
Only twice. So, their defense right now, they're on fire.
So
Even Maguire saved the...
Yeah, because Maguire nah, it's Jare.
If Maguire can do it, then Dalot
can do better.
Can do better.
But that for me, I still feel using Dalot for this weekend. I feel using him because why not? If you get clean sheet, it not be bad. We talk about Almiron, we don't talk about Wilson, we don't talk about Rosario, we don't talk about De Bruyne. So all these guys, now the players, the way that they transfer in. So if he still use any of them for this year weekend, for most transfer out, Tony, like we mentioned, because of card. Foden, I don't know the reason why. For Foden too. Saka, we know that because of Wunjo. Zaha and Antony too. You want the reason? Say why managers they transfer them out?
I mean, Zaha know they perform.
Yeah,
and
that, okay,
other,
yes.
Other so midfielders
we know,
they pop.
Yeah, where they pop exactly.
Exactly. And Foden, I don't know why Pep know they really start them again.
Maybe not like, because they know they start them. That's why managers now they come out.
Exactly. The rotation system of Pep don't they affect Foden right now? Mm. Even me, like, he don't blank for like 2 game weeks. So I go remove him because Pep know they start the boy anymore.
Mm.
I don't know what in Pep they do, but like now Pep normal rotational strategy. So in don't they affect Foden now and managers no get patience this season. Now what thing I don't notice.
What of Antony for Manchester United?
Antony.
She not because of that Tywin do. And the reason I go that time.
Antony, you know they score goals regularly. You know they give assists regularly.
Yeah.
You understand? And you know they even
now, so that's bonus that's points. That first one when he first come, that nah willy.
Exactly.
He just use boju for us.
You know, now for FPL now points.
Now point. If you don't give
entertainment.
Point, exactly.
No be how many Lego bars you give now points.
Don't mind that. Go the turn like over chair. Nonsense. Anyway, Boku, check out our game week captains. Okay, players to watch before we go to game week captain. Players to watch. Emmanuel, for all these players to watch, from Maddison to Kevin De Bruyne, man, to Almiron to Trossard to Wilson, who they watch out for this weekend, especially considering the fixtures they play or the match they go play and the team they go play.
Omo, Kevin De Bruyne.
Number one,
because... he gave it in Pep in tell him before the last game with Leicester, right? Pep in tell him say, you know they try. Say, him fi do better than
say
this.
Say no be in best form.
Exactly. Say no be in best form. And, I mean, Naim scored the winning goal. The only goal from one beautiful free kick. And
so that one feels to ginger him to go for more.
Definitely.
So now one player to watch out for, Kevin De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne, yeah.
Okay, after Kevin De Bruyne, who again?
And him there for how safe.
Yeah, him there for against Fulham. They're
exactly
supposed to pick all 3 points and maybe he go get goal too.
Exactly.
Or maybe even get a left goal too. Haaland safe.
Haaland,
he go give Haaland goals assist. But you know they watch out for Callum Wilson.
The thing is
against Southampton.
Against Southampton, Callum Wilson. I fit the guy fit them my team, sha. But me, I know be the kind of manager where they rush players.
Mm.
You understand? I won't see what team go do a little. Probably
you only get 2 weeks, Emmanuel, before World Cup.
I feel bring them after World Cup.
Okay, after
I World know they rush to, okay, you know.
For Maddison, we don't talk too about Maddison.
Yeah.
Say Naimi the key player too for Leicester City. When did they win?
Exactly.
When did they win? Naimi
exactly
always be their key player. Almiron.
Almiron, yeah. I mean, Almiron, they're my team already. So,
yeah,
like
so
5.6.
For that price.
Omo.
Banjo. Game week 15 captains. Moku, check out Ugo Phoebe, our captains, and Emmanuel. Haaland, they return.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin De Bruyne, I go still more or less feed your team. So who you choose?
Kevin De Bruyne. I feel use my triple captain save this week.
Really?
Because the way the guy been play, like, I know say Leicester been give Man City tough time, like
yeah,
very tough time, but that's, he gave one spark where them I say he just they look post, he won't score, he won't, you know.
Talking about Kevin
Bruyne. Yes, in body language, it'd be like, say, the guy go like, before this World Cup starts, the guy will get, points. Yeah, so Neymar go captain. Okay. And he showed me to say, Naim, other managers go captain. So me, I know won't come. You lose out, slack. You know, slack. When other people, they cash out.
Slacker is a loser. You know. Slacker is a loser. Any which way, for my own captain, definitely, if Haaland return, Naim is most likely captain because he's going to return with the bank, he's going to return with goals. So, Moku says, if you put for the comment section, who you think will be the best captains going into game week 15 for Inside This Matter, so that at least we'll go, maybe in the next time we'll come here, we'll still see your comments, read your comments for inside our YouTube channel. And remember, this is still the Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans. And also, if you subscribe to our channel on top of YouTube and Football Republic MG, Republic with a K, don't forget. Yeah. And also, follow us for all our social media where we they always post this some of our videos and also some of our contents we do for Inside Football Republic. See you next time. I'll see you again next time. And I do well. Now, bye, Gary. Now, bye, Rice.